It's Tuesday, the 21st of October, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Gaming Green Greencast. Let's talk about games. Aaron.
Let's clean up all the viscera detail.
Goz.
I'm Elmo.
Elmo.
I'm Gors.
And I, as always, am Ace. Today we are on stream playing Viscera Cleanup Detail. We're doing, I've forgotten the name of the map already, Facility 88?
Section 8.
Section. We played a DLC for this last episode. Well, there's plenty more maps that we could play during the spooky season. So this time we're going to remember to grab the boxes and put them in the box area, not throw them away like I suggested last time, which got us minus points.
We got fired.
Did you ever get fired, Aaron?
In game, yes.
No, I mean in real life.
In real life, no, I've quit and I've been let go for seasonal reasons. So that you could consider that firing, probably, but I haven't been, like, explicitly fired for, like, fault reasons for me, like...
Okay.
Oh, my. Ah! So squishy. Do we know where we throw away body parts yet?
Yep, where I am.
And where are you? Oh, there you are.
So behind you, then you turned around.
Oh, an incinerator. Got it. I'll go carry some body parts then.
I've got a data chip for Roberta Smargolf.
Ah, that's a fuck. Cool name. There's just so much junk in here. I spilled all of the blood. So I guess continuing our conversation from last time about horror stuff. Did you play or watch any horror media this month, or are you looking forward to any releases? I guess mainly movies, but games are fine too.
That's a good question.
Ace.
No, I don't get much chance to watch horror stuff, and I cannot play horror games. They scare me. I don't know what the difference is between games and movies that sets me off, but I really cannot handle scary games.
What about like horror themed games like Medieval? I don't know if you know that one.
The one with you're the knight with the one eye.
Yeah.
I've actually played that a bit, and no, comedy horror is fine. I can play an Evil Dead game. I can't play Amnesia.
That's fair.
I tried playing the VR Westworld game a few years ago, and there's a bit really early on, you know that you're supposed to open this door and someone's supposed to attack you. And I could not make myself open the door. I had to quit out the game. I couldn't handle it.
Understandable. I feel the same way for a lot of stuff. To be honest, go ahead.
That sounds like my first experience with Thief the Dark Project. That was one of my first PC games, and I mean, obviously, the game is dark and has a moody atmosphere. So when I was young, I just couldn't make myself do stuff in the game. I would just quit out.
Yeah.
Have you gone back to it over the years?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite games.
Honestly, though, Ace, I kind of have the opposite problem. Something about movies, scary movies, kind of is a bit more intense for me than like horror games and stuff. I mean, there's definitely like some moments in horror games that are a bit much for me. But on the whole, I find myself more capable of like going through a horror game than I am a horror movie.
I think my thing is that I don't like being in control of the zombies are running at me. But in your case, it might be that you have an easier time because you are in control.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What do I do with the laser gun?
That's used to it's used to burn certain things that you can't pick up or something. If you use it too much, it will set fires and it'll scorch everything, and you have to clean that up.
Okay, I'm throwing it away.
I keep trying to pick this thing up, but it keeps like kind of disappearing instead. I don't know what's going on with it.
There might be an SCP in here.
A what? Oh no. Is it one of like the kind ones?
I know, I just see that objects are floating and then falling down.
True. They just seem to kind of appear. Oh, frick. Gosh darn it. Didn't need to do that.
That is the worst. You take the bucket out and it immediately spills.
Yep. And I'm dead.
What?
I'm dead.
I was moving past you to reach some rubbish and you were moving past me backwards and then you died.
I'm dead, everybody.
Well, at least I haven't got to dispose of you because you just disappeared.
Oh. Oh, I'm back. I'm Airy 2.
Right, where do these crates go? I haven't found a stacking area yet.
I feel like I keep getting hit by something.
Probably are.
And I'm dead again?
You ran into me as I rounded a corner, and that killed you?
All right.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm dying more frequently than in the horror version.
Than you should.
Yes, than I should be. Ow.
Well, if you remember, at the end of the stream last time, I died when Gauz backed into me in the office.
True.
Yeah, I think if we bump into each other front facing, then we're okay, but our sides and our backs are dangerous.
We have dangerous backsides, got it.
God.
I would not put it that way, but yeah. I don't know where to take my bucket.
I would say, talking about like horror films and stuff, this year I've seen a couple of really good horror stuff. Two of my favorite films of the year are horror, Companion and Sinners.
Just keep walking in circles at this point.
I think the last horror thing I saw was Renfield earlier this year.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
Technically not horror, but horror themed-ish.
I would say it counts.
Or the remake.
The more recent one.
Okay.
Right, so this arm over here, we can't seem to pick it up. I'm going to grab the laser and torch it.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Things keep seeming to fall down from the sky, as you mentioned before. Maybe we need to go up and clean things from there? Is there
I don't know
a way
about
up?
Any up.
Torching the leg allowed me to pick it up.
Amazing. height-assisted relocation mechanism, version 2.0. Perhaps that's a way to get up places?
You're like Batman putting people to sleep with a gun.
Mind if I destroy the Big Banger?
Okay.
How do you destroy things?
Like this.
I tried and it didn't work. It's still there. See?
Yeah, things disappear eventually.
Oh, eventually. I paid for a thing disappearing device, not thing disappearing eventually device.
Yeah, that's just going to keep appearing, I guess. Strange. How do you drop weapons?
Change to something else.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm not really seeing like a very wide area here. Maybe I just haven't been up here yet?
I'm trying to think, what did I watch that could be considered scary? I guess I did watch the Netflix Ed Gein series.
That seems pretty scary. What happened in it?
I mean, you should know.
I should?
Yeah, because I mean, you created it.
I did?
I mean, it's part of the anthology series. I guess it's not an anthology series. I guess each season is a different story. And it's made by the same people. But yeah, it's about, like, killers in America.
What did I do?
I'm confused.
You said that I should know that I made it.
I didn't say that you made it.
Said that I made it. Sorry, yes.
I thought
I'm just causing confusion and delay. I don't care.
I thought everyone in America was aware of all the serial killers that you had.
Gores, I'm in my 20s.
I've just remembered what the laser's used for. There's a bullet hole. You need to aim the laser at the bullet holes and it fixes them.
Oh? I see.
What do you mean you're in your 20s? What does that have to do with anything?
It means I don't know anything about anything, especially not history.
Fair enough. I just got an impression that it's like part of your pop culture, like Jeffrey Murder? Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein.
True, that is fair. Admittedly, I don't think I know Ed Gein specifically, though.
Oh, he dismembered people with the chainsaw, and he dug up corpses and had fun times with them.
Horrifying. Where is the laser gun, by the way?
You had it in the...
I dropped it over there.
It's in the box.
It's in the box?
It's in the box.
Cool.
It's in the chest.
So you said bullet holes. Shoot the bullet holes, right?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to be... Oh, okay, there we go. It fixed.
Are you shooting the paw prints on the roof?
Yes.
Those are paw prints. Those aren't bullet holes.
I thought they were bullet holes.
Near the box machine, there's one on the floor.
Oh, I'll go get it. Is it still there?
Yeah, as you're looking at the box machine, that's the bucket machine. The box machine is over this way.
Sorry. Oh.
It needs a blast of a few seconds. Maybe not that many seconds.
I have no idea what there's why there's so much fucking boxes and
it's still there.
Shit. Oi! Oi! You're making a mess.
I'm trying to clean up my room. That's a body part.
Stick the body part in this bin. I've got a knee.
This one? Dang it. Frick. Sorry.
You throw it over it. That's fine.
I can't see it.
I picked it up and I put it in the bin.
I see. Thank you.
Actually, I'm going to take this. God damn it.
The bullet. Oh, the bullet hole's gone. Yay.
Yeah, I shot at it.
That's weird, because it wasn't fixing when I shot at it. I guess I'm just a bad shot.
Maybe you needed to shoot at it for a long time.
I did.
Longer than you did.
I thought you shot at it for too long.
Is there something above here that we should shoot at? Because there's so much blood spilling down. How do you get rid of that?
Looks like there is a body part up there. We'll need the lift.
The special box thing that lifts?
That's the one.
How does it work?
You get on it and then press the button.
Hi. I think I'm in the wrong spot.
The fuck?
Oh, does that work if you're on a stable ground?
Oh yeah, yeah, it has to be on a flat surface.
So down here must be where it goes then. Except I don't see any way to do anything here. I don't see anything I can access. Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Oh, maybe it's finished now.
Maybe.
Okay, I
just got hit by a grate.
Oh yeah, there is definitely blood up there, but can't really get to it without a surface. I jumped. Uh-huh.
I broke it.
You broke it?
I need the lift over here.
Where?
Would you like some light?
Up the stairs a bit.
I broke it. It doesn't work.
I can fix it.
Did you fix it?
Ah! Hurry.
Christ. I have a thumb drive. I don't know where it goes. Oh, here.
Bucket machine.
So what's next?
Still need to find a hashed out area for those crates to go in.
I have no idea where the heck else there is to look, honestly. I feel like we've been everywhere.
Oh, no one's thrown any barrels away, have they? Because barrels, I've found the barrels area.
Oh. I've thrown barrels away, I think.
And crates in this other area.
Well, we can at least do the crates.
What's with all the buckets?
Just trying to be prepared for the future.
I've stacked a lot of crates. Are you proud of me, Ace?
I am very proud.
Yay! Hopefully they don't have to be neat.
No, they don't.
That's a lot of buckets. I feel like this place looks pretty clean.
There's more blood above the bin machine.
Oh, I'll go get the risey thingy.
My mop's dirty now.
Go clean it.
You know, we have to throw away these buckets that you made, Gus.
Dang it. I can't.
Okay, everyone have a quick look up and down.
Where's the gun? There it is.
I apologize for destroying some barrels earlier.
That's all right.
Should we also destroy all the buckets?
All the water buckets, yes.
Are there other types of buckets?
I mean, just in case. I figured I'd be clear.
What did you do?
What the fuck are you doing? Ah!
Oh, great. Now he's dead.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I just wanted to put stuff away.
That's what I was trying to do.
All the times I killed you and you took it out on him.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, shall I clock out?
Let's do it.
I need to clean up my corpse.
I wish I could do more for my company. Give me some paperwork to fill out. I'm proud of my performance and certain it will meet with approval. I don't care, I'm done here. No, I'm not done yet. I was just checking the machine.
Are you proud of your performance, Ace?
I'm proud of my performance and I don't want to do extra paperwork. Yeah, let's do extra paperwork.
Extra paperwork!
Okay, the incident report for official record. Please fill in the particulars of the IR-8 form accurately. This will serve as company record for both your conduct and the incident itself. Omission or perversion of details is punishable under Section 712B of the Sanitation Report Procedures Act 2164. Incident severity. Best day ever. Piece of cake. Easy. Piece of cake.
Pizza cake. Oh, hey, promoted.
Promoted.
Clean any map adequately.
It doesn't say how we did, just that, we must have got 100%.
I'm dead now.
Go, stop killing people in the office.
No, I'll kill you first. I'll kill you first. Die. Die.
I was using the computer. Stop that. Oh, yeah. If I remember correctly, if you guys host... certain places will be locked off and dirty and require cleaning. No, I already cleaned in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. That about brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Aaron and Gus.
Thank you for having us, Ace.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge, and of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. Until next time, game on.